Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, April 30th, last Friday of the month. That means it's the Veterans Call-In Show. But first, a veteran, the number one veteran, perhaps, in this studio of the InfoWar, Alex Jones, is with us. And I'm actually glad you're here. I want you to just sit on that news story for another 5 minutes. Because I was thinking about something today, Alex. As I'm watching your show, and we're seeing the vaccine side effects, and we're seeing the food skyrocketing, we're seeing the destabilization, we're seeing downtowns looted and burned. And the old red pill analogy, the old put on the glasses analogy, there's no going back from this. You know, it's a realization that there's
this is a real assault. They're not going slow anymore. They'll be like probably army tanks and billions dead in a year. I mean, we don't know. Nuclear war. It's like there's been a global coup. The corporations are not going to take down the nation states. They're poisoning everyone with bioweapons. People are just dying everywhere. The hospitals are full of people dying from the COVID vaccine. And they tell them, oh, you're dying from COVID. And they go, I had the shot. And they go, you're going to die.
Well, and they're
and that's in the news. Like, they're just murdering everyone.
They're brazen about it. There's symbology in Hollywood with the satanic cults. They're now bragging how they're going to block out the sun. They're releasing genetically modified mosquitoes. Now with the vaccines, they don't even hide that they're experimental.
Yeah, basically, they read Revelation and they said, we don't believe in God. We're going to become God, but we're going to do all the plagues of the Bible and we're going to play the part of God. Judging humans for being evil. So that's the whole, but that's the Bible actually says they do that. Antichrist plays God. Antichrist copies what God's going to do later when God destroys him in 5 minutes.
Well, that was kind of what I was thinking was, it's almost like these people think they are Satan. It's not even like they worship Satan. They think they are Satan. They worship themselves.
Well, that's what it is. They're an arm of Satan.
Yeah.
And they want to just do, they're crazy, Owen. And they have a will to totally dominate and control and overturn creation. And if God didn't intervene, no flesh would be left spared.
But you look at the brazenness. I mean, now they're putting Hunter Biden. He's going to teach a class on fake news. My guess is he doesn't teach any more than one or two classes.
That's like last week, the head of YouTube had to give herself an award for free speech.
Free speech for YouTube. You know? So, I mean, at what point, though, because if you're Bill Gates or you're Klaus, I mean, they've already crossed this maxim. They've already crossed this threshold. Humans are weak. Humans are stupid. They deserve to be wiped out. We've told them what they're doing. They don't care. So just wipe them out. I mean, that's their logic. That's how they think. So at what point do we say, hey, look, humanity either awakes to this and fights back against it, or it gets what it deserves?
Well, that's it. And here it is. Because I said, hey, I probably need to pop on your show to get to these top stories. Then I'm reading this. Fauci behind Wuhan COVID-19 leak. That's huge. And by the way, that's the first Gregory's video to get taken off Instagram. Total proof Joe Biden has dementia. A huge new report we've worked on for a week. It's devastating. Alex Jones policy goes worldwide. We'll talk about what that means. Woke professor berates student who says cops are heroes. I'm in trouble. Biden panics at not being able to find his mask. You've got so much coming up here. I want you to be able to get to all of this. But here's the stuff I want to get to just briefly because I swore I'd get to it, and it's so important. This article and the video, I guess we can air after the break, where we have election panic coming to 2022. Martin Armstrong warns it's going to turn violent. He's one of the top pollsters and statisticians, and he's absolutely right because that dovetails with the energy prices and food prices set to double. Food prices in the current index, that's what they're costing at the field level, 76% increase in prices already. And then we've got bombshell. This is the biggest bombshell. Yale medical doctor, numbers concur. We found other articles. 60% of new COVID patients in hospitals. That's when they don't test fake positive. We're vaccinated. So now they shoot you up. They say you're positive, and then you're dying in the hospital after you got vaccinated. You don't go, gee, it's the vaccine. You're like, damn, vaccine didn't work. No, the vaccine did work.
Well, this is the crazy thing about it too, Alex, because we're in the trenches here every day. That's just one of the episodes out of InfoWars, you know, 5 weeks ago, a month ago. I specifically remember both of us said at some point in time, hospitalizations are going to go up and it's going to be the vaccinated people, but they're not going to report that it's the vaccinated
people. They're going to say it's COVID. You and I both said that probably 500 times apiece.
And it's like,
I mean, we're talking about like parrots that were being electroshocked to say it. People have got to go find that. But here it is. This is all totally predictable. Totally predictable. I mean, they're making their psychotic mass murdering move. We got to fight back. But
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding it up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostaguard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, April 30th. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It is the Veterans Call-In Special. We have Nurse Aaron going to be joining us. Greg Reese with his latest reports going viral, joining us as well.
And they're both veterans.
Yes, they are. That's why it's the veteran show. And by the way, Greg Reese's first report just got banned on Instagram. We'll tell you why. But Alex chomping at the bit here. 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show isn't enough to get all the important news in, so you carry it over today. What are we talking about?
Well, first, some good news. They've already had court rulings and a Senate ruling that the Democrats were so quick and forward to try to block a private school from saying no vaccinated people are allowed to be here because of viral shedding, which means transmission.
Which means they admit, by the way. Scott, if you want to, I sent you the picture.
No, it's all over the news. They admit it's real.
For years, they've admitted it, too. This is not even
remember, this isn't regular viruses it sheds. That's bad enough. It sheds mutated RNA strains, so you become a nanotech shedding machine.
Yeah, it's not even like an organic virus or germ or something. It's something they cooked up in a lab that is now coming out of the vaccines. And then we see it when the German scientists zoom in on the vaccine, and they say, well,
it looks like
this?
Something out of Aliens. So we've got all that, but let me hit some good news first, which I was hitting on. Now it's health food stores across the U.S., Canada, Europe, and we have real science here. People are now dying more in the hospitals. 60% of people in the hospitals that are dying of COVID took the shot. So suddenly they're seeing a spike. They're going to have trouble covering this up, but it's all an exercise in covering it up. Here's a big article on InfoWars.com by Don Salazar. Precious metals dealer bans mask COVID vaccine recipients. Sales soar to 1 million within days of doing it. So he's tripled his business. I want to get him on a special show I'm doing tomorrow that we're going to be airing at 4 o'clock. We're going to tape to air it before that. We have Dr. Francis Boyle coming on to get into your legal rights to say no, not just to a regular vaccine, but to anything experimental.
By the way, everything they're reporting on mainstream news now, we reported on February of last year with Dr. Boyle.
Well, that's right. Joe Rogan did an interview with a Washington Post reporter about how Fauci ran the lab and covered it up and probably is behind it all. And I'm like, oh, that's breaking. That's great. So Gregory should report on it, because it's very zen when we actually break it to let people go, oh, you broke it. That's great.
Well, it's a year and a half later. You know, if we could have done it a year ago, maybe we could have stopped some of this madness. But, you know, it's funny when I'm seeing Rogan on the Rogan podcast, Rogan, the Washington Post reporter, he almost seems like he's kind of like nervous in a way. Like he thinks
the Washington Post guy keeps saying, is it okay for me to say this?
Yeah, like he's got the secret egg. It's like, no, man, this egg's already been hatched.
But we're glad he's covering it.
I'm glad any Washington Post reporter would say anything true about Fauci.
It's kind of like if we discovered fire and we came to a village and showed them fire and they adopted it. When they go, look, we discovered this.
Can we cook meat with this? Are you okay with that?
And the next they go, look, I discovered this. I'm like, no, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, you discovered
that.
No,
but Joe gives us a lot of credit for being ahead of the curve. But it's not about being ahead of the curve. It's like we have all the documents. That's what's frustrating.
We just want to be real about it. You know, that's all it is. Yeah, we get amped up about this stuff because it's real, because it's not an act. It's not fake Instagram. It's not fake boobs and butts and, you know, fake voices and pop songs. This is the real world.
And by the way, folks, I've had plenty of boobs and all the rest of it. It gets old, but there's no substance. I mean, seriously.
That's a meme. You just made a meme.
What?
You've had plenty of boobs?
I've had some TNA. I mean, in another life. I'm not against what the good Lord gave us. Anyways.
This is about hour five is when you start to, you know, start to lose.
No, but what I'm saying is we have no future if we don't, you know, take care of this.
That's what I'm saying. I hate politics, Alex. I'm not like you. I didn't grow up obsessed with history. I didn't read history books from the front footprint to the back footprint until I fell asleep at night. I wasn't really into that. I was more into sports and music and stuff like that. But I know I'm not going to be able to enjoy any of those spoils. I'm not going to be able to enjoy any of the spoils of the Western world and all the greatness and prosperity.
Because while we're mesmerized with this being stolen, so here's the first clip. Election panic coming in 2022. It's on Infowars.com. Martin Armstrong's a big analyst, super accurate, predicted the last 6-7 elections. He says with a breakdown of national polls of 74% of Republicans saying it was stolen, 30+% of Democrats, with the numbers rising each month, he says it's going to be extremely high volatility. It's going to turn violent because the left has to make it turn violent. Here's some of what he had to say.
Talk about you said in the pre-interview that your Socrates system is coming up with some sort of a panic in 2022 election politically. Would you please explain what you think that means?
It means extremely high volatility. We're despite whatever they want to say, there is a large portion of the population that do not believe the election. Polls are saying that's 51%, but really it's probably closer to, 60 to 70%.
Wow.
Because you also have the polls that are now showing 60% of Americans want a third party.
All right, so the full video is on Infowars.com. By the way, I've had the talk show host and Armstrong on. We should get them both back on. The talk show host and Armstrong are both excellent. But he gets into the fact that this is going to be explosive. This is like a chemistry equation, chemicals together. You know what's going to happen, Owen. And so, yeah, upwards of 70% is what I think. I mean, Democrats know they stole it. It's a big joke. A lot of Democrats are proud they stole it. Hell, the mayor of New York's daughter said, yeah, we stole the election. Big deal, get used to it. This is a conquest. Of course they know it's a fraud. Biden is like a little dog. You're going to play it later. The most shocking video, it's a compilation, asking permission to do everything and saying, am I going to get in trouble? And he's like shaking in fear now. I mean, this is deep Alzheimer's.
Well, and Biden winning, I think, well, stealing it, has been a major awakening thing for a lot of people. You know, the American elections, that's very important. Oh, we still have a free and fair election to elect the leader of the free world. It's going to determine the fate for America for 4, maybe 8, maybe beyond that, years. It's a big deal. We thought we still had that sanctimonious process of electing a president. Now that we see we don't, a lot of people are kind of like, huh, okay, well, they rig our elections. What else is maybe going on here? And by the way, that girl that goes on CNN, that is a Chinese agent. I've never seen a more obvious Chinese agent in my life. I've never seen a more obvious propagandist in my life.
She's Rockefeller Foundation.
In my life, Alex.
She's with the Rockefeller Foundation.
She's clearly
Planned Parenthood.
She's trained. She speaks like she's trained. She says everything the Communist Party would want to say if it treated America as its enemy. And what is she, the health analyst or something for CNN?
Yeah, go ahead and play the clip. And I don't want to play all of clip 11, guys. I already played it like 5 times today. When we come back, I want to play the last 20 seconds of clip 11, because you've got to hear her say the part about you have to tell Americans the moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated. That's called being held hostage.
She said it multiple times. That's what she said, it at least 3 times.
Well, they're all saying it now. It's the talking point.
And it started with her. Started with that Chi-Com agent.
Well, and their boss, Bill Gates. Remember, Bill Gates last year said you will have some form of freedom when everyone is vaccinated.
But Alex, that's the new speak. Alex, freedom is doing what someone else tells you to do. That's the new speak.
If we all communally do as a group and have courage and aren't selfish, then we might be able to go outside sometime.
Maybe. Just join our cult.
While Amazon's tripled its profits, they've all basically doubled their profits, they're totally taking over, there's going to be 1/3 less gas this summer, so they're admitting that there'll be gas shortages, and they said, well, oh, you think lockdown's over? You're not going to have gas now.
There have been gas shortages sporadically here in Austin just since the deep freeze. Just randomly, gas stations just, oh, we're out of gas, just shut down. They don't know, oh, yeah, we're just out of gas.
Well, every instinct I've got is get ready, get prepared. So when we come back, we'll play what she had to say, because I already played it 3 times on my show. I can't listen to all her talk very long.
No, I know it.
It's the last 20 seconds of it, and then we're going to get to this really, really big news here, and that is the 60% of people in hospitals that are going in for COVID that have had the vaccine. It's what's doing it to them. Just like we said, if you've had the vaccine, then when you go into another cold virus, you have an autoimmune response to it.
And, of course, they're putting the deadly virus in your body. Of course you're going to end up sick. They claim it's the deadliest virus ever. Let us put it in your body. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're having autoimmune responses, allergic responses to this.
And that's from who knows what else, you know, the fetal tissue or whatever else.
And it's all a giant test to see how much they can hurt us and how much can they get away with us. So, hey, you know, when something like 8% of boys in the U.S. have autism, something like 14% in South Korea, they're the only other country vaccinates more than us. They go, hey, they let us brain damage tens of millions of little boys. Let's just do it to everybody now. And it's just a big free-for-all.
And then the rituals of bringing the autistic people out to celebrate Fauci's vaccines, and they have that whole display where
It's so sad. They'll be like, thank you, Fauci.
You see the one where they're like holding that mentally ill girl down with the police, and she's like shaking, like some sort of weird torture ritual.
And then all the weird sheriff's deputies high five.
Yeah, and they're cheering it on, like, hey, we just forced inoculated.
And it shows them coming to some paralyzed person. They're just like,
and they're crying and screaming for mommy.
And then they put a Jewish star on
them. That'll come next.
No, they did. It's the sheriff's department, but it is Star of David.
Oh.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today, and thanks to your support, we're still on air at Infowars.com and Band.video, and radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it. And I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina, go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. And if you're a TV viewer and not a radio listener, just stop for a second, guys. If you're looking at something up close, like you're born into it, like a child born into communism or fascism or the globalist eugenics movement, you don't know what it is up close. It's green. Is it a frog? Is it Pepe? You don't know. But as you pull back to 35,000 feet, if you were older and weren't born into it and saw the changes, you would know that it was attached to a hideous monster, a Gorgon-like creature. And as you pull back further, you are revealing the full horror. Lest you look at it too long, you turn into stone. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, CNN will probably do a report saying that we put out a fake news. No, we're not saying that's really Nancy Pelosi. That is called a meme. It's called some lighthearted humor. Actually, it makes her more likable, though, dressing up the Crypt Keeper with that. Here, put her full screen now, guys. So up close, you can't tell what it is, but at a distance, you can get the full import of it, Owen.
Yeah, and Pelosi seems to be fading away in a similar manner as Biden, maybe not as quickly deteriorating, but definitely she's been fading as well. I don't think she's had the open brain surgery like Biden has had, in fact, multiple times. So I think Pelosi still has somewhat of her brain functions that Biden has lost. But yeah, this is a hideous image, really. It's a disgusting image, and nobody should be forced to look at this ever.
And what, talking about her face?
Just the whole thing.
Because really. I like the frog, actually.
Imagine what her soul looks like, though. Ugh. Like, I mean, we talk about Hillary Clinton. I mean, that woman is such a monster, man. I mean, it's just, seriously, though, she's a monster.
Well, it's the bad things they do that really matter. And you know, not the outside. We're not all young like you, Owen. Like, you know, like
I'm not talking about her appearance.
My hair's better than Owen's. Come
on. We both know Hillary Clinton is up to some really nasty stuff.
All right, let's get serious. Oh, Matt Gaetz, they finally have a guy being busted by the feds from supposed a few parties that girls were at in 2017. I don't care about Matt Gaetz. It turns out he's a pedophile, you know, executing. But now they've released the confession letters he sent to Roger Stone to give to Trump to get a pardon. And in it, 4 or 5 years ago, a woman later claims to be 17 when she said she was 19, and he says Matt Gaetz was horrified. So that's different, and I'm not defending it, than loading up kidnapped 14-year-olds that you tell you're going to deport to, you know, Eastern Europe if they don't service 50 men a day for you in sex brothels, and you're loaded on planes with Bill Clinton and then flown to Epstein Island where women ended up dead. But notice the media is all, oh, look, you're into sex trafficking with Democrats? Oh, well, look, the Republicans are involved. Well, I know the Republicans are involved, like the Bushes and people. I know that a lot of weird stuff goes on at Bohemian Grove. I don't, it's true. Have it come out. But the media was busy, and even ABC News anchors came out and NBC anchors and said, we were ordered to cover up Epstein. And so that's what's going on here is real sex trafficking, real sex slavery, Zorro Ranch, people being blackmailed at an industrial scale, Bill Gaetz involved. Forget all that. Oh, my gosh. Some guy busted by the feds that knew Matt Gaetz, who's this big enemy now of Gaetz, says, oh, my God, 4 or 5 years ago, he unknowingly had sex with a 17-year-old. Okay. If that's the case, whatever, charge you statutory rape. But let's go ahead and arrest Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton first and Bill Gaetz at Florida Alita Express with the sex trafficked kidnapped 14-year-olds.
Well, not to mention the Nixivum sex cult. Who knows what kind of weird things they were into, and Harvey Weinstein in Hollywood and all the pedophilia we know that happens in Hollywood. They cover all of that up, Alex. They cover all of it up. They actively hide it. They actively ignore it. They don't care about children being trafficked across the border of the U.S., Mexico, or, you know, Puerto Rico and Haiti or wherever. Like, they don't care about Laura Silver.
And that's the larger issue with all of this is you're exactly right.
So that's why when I see these stories coming out about Matt Gaetz, and now you find out, you know, he learned that maybe he got set up and he was trying to ride it, or he felt guilty about it. Bill Clinton's not guilty about going on the Lolita Express, whatever, a dozen times.
But let's expand on that. I have had people say that I wear swastika tennis shoes around the office. Total lie. That I eat goldfish out of goldfish bowls. We never had a fish here. It's a lie. So just because somebody says in a letter, oh, a guy that's been indicted with like 30 indictments. He says Matt Gaetz had sex with a 17-year-old. Where is she? See, 5 years ago or whatever. That's what I'm saying is I've experienced, like they had a filmmaker that I had on the show twice, Tommy Robinson's former camera guy, who said, I want to come here and make a film with you. He interviewed me for 2 hours, interviewed a bunch of other people, didn't put out the film he said he would. You can't watch this. And then he goes on CNN last week and says, Alex Jones told me it's all fake, and Project Veritas works with him and Rebel Media and this, and it's all fake, and I saw it, and it's all fake, and none of it's true. Imagine I'm sitting around going, yeah, it's all fake. We fake everything. Did you know? Here, pass the beer. I faked it all. That's what Project Veritas gets under cover of CNN. Where's the footage? Doesn't exist. What we cover is stuff going on in plain view, like the dementia coming up next segment, the incredible report that's on band.video that proves he's got serious dementia. But again, that's what they do. And I sit there and I watch people on TV tell 100% total lies about me hundreds of times, hundreds of people. And so do I then just believe what they say about Matt Gaetz? No, I don't believe a damn thing comes out of CNN or BuzzFeed. Go ahead. Well, remember BuzzFeed said that Trump was in a room with women pissing all over him? None of it was true.
That's a different level of, you know, this battle against the New World Order forces. When you've actually, and this is why police also are very awake and military members are very, very awake, because they're a part of big events that they see the media lie about. So then they're like, oh, the media is lying about this. You know, we're a part of big events. We're a part of our own entity here. We get lied about all the time. So yeah, it's like, we understand they will just wholly lie. They'll just tell
outright lies. That's the thing. We think of like a lie as like, you know, telling your wife that her dress looks good or saying you didn't drink beer or something, or, you know, you didn't take $10 out of your dad's wallet. They create whole universes where the huge story with all these characters and all these people and all this weird stuff, and none of it's real. I'm wearing swastika shoes. I'm killing goldfish. I'm heiling Hitler. I'm grabbing people's ass.
Well, that's January 6th. That's January 6th. Oh, they're bad. They're murdering people with fire extinguishers. They're murdering people with bear mace. They're murdering all these people. No, the only people that were murdered, the only person that was murdered was Ashley Babbitt, and we just still don't have that individual's identity. They covered
exactly.
It up.
Look, I took all the time up here. Let's at least play the clip of the Chi-Com. Well, she's an admitted Planned Parenthood, Rockefeller Foundation, CNN lady, telling you that she's holding you hostage. Here it is.
Are thinking kind of selfishly, thinking what's in it for me. And they're not willing to wait until this elusive herd immunity. If we can tell those individuals who otherwise would not get vaccinated, if we say to them, the moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated, when you reach the 2-week mark. These are people who otherwise might not be vaccinated. So let's give them that incentive.
And she went on to say, you're not allowed to leave your house until we say we're holding you hostage, until we put some experimental crap into you. I mean, wow, we've woke up in like, again, I mean, I just watched the old 1980s film. So it was good when I was a kid or a teenager. Everybody, it's a B movie. It's free on YouTube. You can't even find it on DVD.
Mars Attacks is the other one though, right?
Invaders from Mars.
Invaders from Mars, yeah.
And I mean, this is as weird as that.
This woman goes on TV.
It's not some tentacle blob putting stuff in us. It's them.
This woman goes on TV and she has the nerve to tell Americans that they're not free until they take a vaccine.
Burn in hell, you witch. And by the way, this is a real photo of Pelosi. Put her on screen. This is not a meme right here. Have you guys put that on screen?
That's Pelosi's soul.
That's a real photo. We were joking. Hey, you're going to take over. You got so much to do. You're doing a great job, Owen. I didn't get into the other news. I'll cover tomorrow, 4 p.m.
CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power. Just like the Southern Poverty Law Center, that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America. And they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. We make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now four of our best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, VasoBeats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here. But it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we'd been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now, because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns with the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course, Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Gregory said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent, making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the InfoWar more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now.
Infowars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And it's the last Friday of April, believe that, the last Friday of April 2021. You're tuned in to the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The Veterans Call-In Special. We've got Nurse Erin Olszewski joining us in the next hour, Greg Reese in the third hour, and I'll go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. We'll start taking your calls in the next segment. Veterans are active duty. Always put to the front of the line. Call in. Let us know what branch you are in or out of, the state you're currently in, and we will get you up and on the air. The phone number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. I was going to ask the veteran callers today what they thought about Biden's address the other night that was an embarrassment, quite frankly, in many different ways. So you can comment on that or anything else that we discuss here regularly on InfoWars, but we'll consider it open lines. Anything you want to discuss as a veteran calling in today. You know, to kind of put things into perspective here, considering the current context of the modern times with the fake pandemic and the global government and the climate change and the racism and all the other nonsense they're using to control us, the fear mechanisms, the control mechanisms, and then the developments. UN warns number of people starving to death could double amid pandemic. Well, it did. And then there were food shortages. One bank warns soaring food prices will lead to social unrest. And then we have the charts with the index of the food prices skyrocketing in the story at InfoWars.com. Land prices skyrocket in Turkey on speculations that Bill Gates is on buying spree. That's not a speculation. Bill Gates is on a buying spree. He's now the number one farmland owner in the United States of America. Is that a big story? Is Bill Gates explaining himself? After the pandemic, after the viral release, after his vaccine pushing, after him saying he wants to get the human population down to zero, that Bill Gates buying up land? The fear, the control mechanisms. Hawaii to become the first state to declare climate emergency. And then it just says basically they can just declare the climate emergency and then just enact with non-governmental organizations total tyranny. Because of climate change. And that'll be when they limit your meat consumption or forcibly test your stool samples. You know, whatever kind of sick, psychotic things these people want to do next. And they know what they're doing. They know they're going for annihilation of humanity. They know they're going for human extermination. That's why scientists want to send 335 sperm and egg samples to the moon to create a Noah's Ark. They know they're destabilizing and collapsing the planet. It's being done by design. Why they're doing this? It's part of their new religion. They're psychotic, murdering psychopaths, a combination of both. I don't know. This is what they're doing. They want to blot out the sun. In relation to all this, but not related, this story just came out of the LA Times. Stunning DDT dump site off coast of LA, much bigger than scientists expected. A crew of researchers went down to research a massive dump site of barrels of DDT, which is now illegal to use now, and it causes cancer. We used to think it was a great thing, mass-produced everything. Nope, it ended up being really bad. Kind of like some of these vaccines, right? You know how it goes. But you make a lot of money in the interim. And so at the time, they were just pouring it into the ocean, but then that was considered illegal. So then they barreled it and dumped it into the ocean. And what they found when they dove down there stunned them. A dump site bigger than the size of San Francisco with nothing but these rotting, depleting barrels of DDT right off the coast of LA. So that's probably more just an example of humans being selfish and not caring about the planet and littering. But see, it extrapolates on a mass scale. And then people like Bill Gates use that to say, see, we're just a poison here. We're a parasite here. We're going to do a suicide death cult. But they think they're going to be able to have the technology to live beyond whatever it is they unleash, to live beyond the extermination of humans. That's what Roy Carswell is all about. That's what these scientists have been obsessed with for years, whether they're Nazis or the modern day Nazis. These mad scientists wanting to play God. Now, I've got a bunch of other news, but we're going to be taking your phone calls. By the way, mysterious photo emerges from Ghislaine Maxwell's jail cell. She has a black eye. You know the famous black eye? Maxwell has a black eye from her jail cell and a very creepy photo of her. By the way, nobody's covering Maxwell's. Mainstream news is not covering Maxwell's case. You know, the sex trafficking industrial scale, industrial level, major politicians and Hollywood celebs involved. Yeah, they're not interested in covering that. She's got the black eye. And they're saying it's from the lights in her jail cell. Now, I can tell you, when I get out of this studio from 3 hours under these lights every day at 6 o'clock, my eyes are burning. Never had a black eye. But that's what they're saying. It's from the lights in her jail cell. If you believe that. By the way, an interesting twist in the Makia Bryant story. Turns out she was in foster care. Turns out she was in the foster care system. And so the family of Makia Bryant wants an investigation of the foster care system. And so now I'm even more confused. The family of Makia Bryant, who was on the scene after this, but it turns out she was in foster care. So I don't want to think the worst here, but using the historical context of these events, did Makia Bryant's family rush onto the scene to collect some money? Boy, I hope that's not the case. Does seem to be the case elsewhere, though. Pretty amazing. All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Brian and Ben and Liam and Derek and David and others coming up. A lot of great veterans calling in today. So looking forward to hearing from you guys and then our great guests coming up as well. None of this would be possible if you didn't shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We've only got 3 days left. We did get bodies back in stock. At InfoWarsStore.com. It was sold out for a while. It's back in stock, but only 3 days left to get bodies 50% off. Only 3 days left. We're going to have to stop this sale because it's selling out so quickly. We already had to sell out once. We can't even get the caps for these things. That's why we had to switch the cap color to white. We can't even get the caps because of the supply chain breakdown. But 3 days left to get bodies 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we already sold out of the turmeric extract. So our liquid turmeric extract, that sold out. This is the other turmeric extract we have, bodies, the original. It's still available 50% off, but that sale is going to have to end in 3 days. The t-shirt sale is still ongoing, $17.76 for t-shirts, and then a special t-shirt every day available at cost. I can tell you right now, you're not going to want InfoWars off air. You don't want to wake up and see that only the mainstream news is left and they're telling you how great the vaccine is and how great Biden is. Keep InfoWars on air. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with veteran callers after this.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped. Ladies and gentlemen, the cavalry is here for your health, for your immune system, for your stamina, for your libido, for your heart, for your lungs, for your liver. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And many of these products have been sold out for months and months and months because of the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns have destroyed the supply chain. But finally, they're back in stock. So that's the cavalry for InfoWars as well and our funding. All these products are back in stock and they're 50% off. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy, and more. Of course, Prostaguard and VasoBeats, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please purchase them at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the InfoWar and enrich your life. The cavalry is here.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
The Veterans Call-In Special, last Friday of the month here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We go out to the lines where the great veterans have called in. Brian leads us off today, Army veteran calling in from New York. Brian, go ahead.
Owen, how are you doing, my brother?
Good, man. Thank you for calling today.
Hey, I was going to start it out by breaking out a little lightness and tell you a COVID joke, but it's probably 99% chance you wouldn't get it. Listen, I got to plug the InfoWars stores. The Brain Force, my man, the Brain Force. Listen, I'm a veteran. I waited till the age of 55 to start college. Brain Force is the carpet that brings the room together for my thinking. The X2 is just incredible. It's doing a lot of good things. I've been taking it for about a month now. So that's doing wonderful things for the body, too. And I got T-shirts on the way. I'm just a huge, huge fan of the InfoWars. I'm an Info Warrior, been for many years. I talked to you last month, man, so I really appreciate that you guys at the InfoWars, and you specifically, Owen, set out this time to allow us veterans to give it a call.
Well, absolutely. Your voices aren't heard enough. We do a lot of the ceremonial things for our veterans, but we don't listen. You know, we don't listen. This is something I figured out a long time ago, is we rarely listen to what our veterans have to say. We love putting them up there during a ball game and cheering, but we don't like to give them a microphone to hear what they might have to say. So that's what we do here.
God bless you, my brother. And I'm always praying for you all there. I've got to. I'm not trying to give you a big head or anything, but I've got to tell you, Owen, you and my brother are a gifted, blessed individual. I appreciate you. I appreciate Harrison. I appreciate Alex. I appreciate all the crew there. You guys are doing an outstanding job. We need you guys, so I'm just out there just telling everybody, please support InfoWars. We need you guys out here. There's no truth like the InfoWars truth. I can attest to that. It's important that we always have you guys here on the front line for us.
Well, amen to that. You're doing your part. You're doing your part in keeping us here, but my head is so big now, I think I'm going to fall out of my chair.
Hey, listen, man, I got to tell you just real quick. I don't even think Joe Biden remembers he was at that address the other night. I really don't.
Yeah, he looked lost. I think he was in Philadelphia today. He was kind of looking around like he was confused.
Dude, I don't even think he puts his own pants on, really. But listen, a couple times ago when I called you and I had dropped the name, right? Dr. Lauren Day, right? Lorraine Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you that I ordered this book from her. And the book is called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World. Who's doing it and why? Well, it was on back order, but I finally got it. And just browsing through this, I cannot believe the amount of information that this lady has put together in this one book. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Lorraine, you said Lorraine Day?
Yeah, Dr. Lorraine Day. She's a medical doctor, but she's also a patriot. She's a very gifted person. She tells the truth. And this book is about, let's see, it's 801 pages long.
Oh, you got it in front of you. Hey, Scott, have we ever reached out to Dr. Lorraine Day? We may try to reach out to her now. We'll see if we can get her on the broadcast.
Yeah, give it a try, man, because she covers everything. She covers everything from false flags attacks to satanic degradation of elite New York, who runs the world, America has been enslaved, extermination of the Gentiles, the Jews plan to rule the world, extermination of the Gentiles again, the Holocaust, the coming of the world, one world religion. She covers everything. It's amazing. It's amazing. So with my studies right now, I haven't been able to crack the book as hard as I want. But, I got a lot of things I got to take care of. I got to make sure I set out my time for the InfoWars, my study time, and then, my time to get my T-shirts and stuff ordered from InfoWars.com.
Well, we appreciate that, Brian. And, of course, we appreciate your service as well.
I appreciate you, brother. God bless you. My prayers will continue and keep on keeping on.
Lord knows we need those prayers, and at this point, I'm not sure we have a choice but to keep on keeping on. We're just in a death battle here for the future of humanity, and folks, it's just so hard. And Mouthy Buddha put up a new series in his documentary series about the elite child sex trafficking rings, and he makes a point in it that it was so relatable. Now, I was saying this to Alex earlier, once you've put on the glasses, once you've taken the red pill, there's no going back. Like, and to people that don't understand it, people that don't know about, folks, there are child sex trafficking rings. That's a real thing. They kidnap kids. They torture kids. They drain their blood. They drink the adrenochrome. I mean, it's real. Like, it's sick. It's real. There's a cult. They put all of their stuff out in front of us. It's not even new. The only new thing about it is now they just hide in the shadows and run the world a shadow government. They used to just do it in public. They just mass executions, child sacrifice. It's been all over the world. This is humans we're talking about. So I don't mean to get off. It's just, I want to get back on the topic here, but of the veterans' calls, it's just gut-wrenching. And to know that our politicians and our celebrities know about all of this and many of them in on it, I mean, it's just, and they just rub it in your face, man. And they just rub it in your face. And this whole vaccine, like human sacrifice thing, that is just, that's child's play to these people, man. Imagine what they do behind the scenes. I mean, look at what they're doing out in the open. Imagine what they're doing behind closed doors on Epstein Island and other such things. All right, let's get back to your calls. Ben, another Army veteran calling in from Nevada. Ben, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen's good to talk to you, bro.
You too.
Yeah, I'm calling from Nevada. Out here, they're dangling the carrot in front of us every day, every news station. They're pushing this 60% vaccinated, and we're not getting our freedoms back out here.
That's so nice, isn't it?
Yeah, like we chose to give them away to begin with.
yeah. Don't you know Big Pharmaceutical owns you now, and so they say 60% of you must consume our product, and then you can be free. That's what you fought in the Army for, Ben.
Oh yeah, this military, this rollout of the military. All my, I got a few sons in the military, and right now, it's just optional for them today I read an article about Biden possibly making mandatory the vaccines mandatory for all service members. And, you know, we had the viral video that went last week that we saw that most of the service members don't want it. And they know just as well that they push vaccines in the military just as hard as anywhere else.
Yeah, if not harder. I mean, I'm not sure how many vaccines military members have to take. I mean, it's probably multiple before every tour.
Well, I've been vaccinated against anthrax, supposedly. They gave us six shots, a series of six before we went to Afghanistan or Iraq. So, you know, they say they were vaccinated against anthrax, and I'm calling BS, of course. So who knows the long-term effects of those vaccination shots? I got a buddy that's suffering from an autoimmune deficiency because of the anthrax vaccine right now. He was medically discharged because of it.
Yeah, and now it's coming out, just as InfoWars reported months ago, most of the hospitalizations or even COVID deaths are people that have been vaccinated. I mean, that's not even hard to predict.
Yeah. Instead of don't tread on me, don't shed on me. Oh, and we know how this goes.
Yeah. And that's what it is now. Anything else, Ben?
One more thing. I work at a truck stop out here in Nevada as well. Last week, we had a gas shortage. We weren't able to provide fuel to semis or people that were traveling through for four solid days. We were out of fuel. So there is a shortage. It's there's multiple locations in the Las Vegas Valley that were out of fuel. So the truckers are feeling it.
I'm telling you, man, it's just beginning to trend. If this trend continues, it's going to be a normal thing. Fuel shortages. Energy outages. I mean, it's sporadically happening here in Austin. Ben, thank you so much for the call. And, you know, again, this wasn't even hard to predict, folks. Of course the vaccine was going to make people sick. It's an experimental gene modification therapy. And if you take them at their word, oh, COVID is so deadly, why would you want to inject it into your body with the human fetal tissue and everything else that's in there, all the other garbage? How many people would take the vaccine if they had to sign a waiver that said, if you have side effects X, Y, and Z or death, the manufacturer and the clinic providing the vaccine cannot be held responsible or liable in court? How many people would still take that vaccine? But it's the opposite. They say, oh, you can't be free. You can't be free until you get the vaccine. Criminal. Criminal.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we'd been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns with the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I want to, well, you know what? I'll bring this back up with Greg Reese later because his latest report is so powerful about the vaccine shedding. But this is not new, folks. They knew this was coming. Econo Times headline from last September, COVID-19 cure. Scientists plan to develop self-spreading COVID vaccine. That's raping the planet. That's raping the human biome, human genome. You didn't sign on to it. You didn't vote it. They do it. They do it to you like mad scientists. Scientists are working on vaccines that spread like a disease. What could possibly go wrong? Coronavirus cure. Scientists plan bizarre self-spreading vaccine to fight pandemic. And then, as far back as 2017, popular science, vaccines of the future could be as contagious as viruses. It's time to go viral. And the cult religion of all of this is buying into the cult of medicine or whatever is presented as modern medicine as the latest and greatest thing. Doesn't matter if it kills you deader than a hammer. Doesn't matter if it's forced upon you. Doesn't matter if it's Russian roulette. No. And then there's things that could actually be incredible for the average person to even be a consumer of, like stem cells, but they don't want to talk about that. And by the way, in professional athletes and people who are in the know and rich people, folks, stem cells are like the latest, greatest thing. So they know it, but they keep it from you, the peasant. And of course, it is extremely expensive still. But you could innovate, but no, it's all about a self-spreading vaccine. I'm going to get America's nurse, Erin Olszewski's take on a self-spreading vaccine and then all the other stuff that she's been following as one of the nurses on the front lines, one of the original truth tellers in this pandemic coming out of New York. We'll get her take on this coming up in about 4 minutes. I want to go back to another caller, though. Liam, out of the Marines, calling in from Texas. Liam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
All right. Well, I just wanted to talk to you today about Texas secession. Do you think it's possible? I know there's a big Texas movement, nationalist movement going on, and I actually had signed up for that. But I don't know if you guys are tracking on that or I don't know. I just wanted to see if you guys, what was your thoughts on Texas secession?
I think we had a couple of the leaders from that group on. I've kind of been tracking it. It's kind of got its feet on the ground. It's still kind of walking or maybe even crawling at this point. I'm not sure how realistic that is. I'm not against it. I wouldn't even necessarily say I'm for it. So I'm not for or against it. I'm neutral. I'm really for anything that's going to make me free. So if Texas seceding from the federal government that wants to throw me in jail is an opportunity and we get our own free market, then okay, maybe that's something I'd get behind. But where it stands right now, I'm kind of neutral and it feels like it had some momentum and now it's kind of creeping back. But hell, I mean, Biden's coming out and just declaring America's a communist, racist hellhole. So maybe Texas should get serious about it.
Well, for sure. We got to get Abbott out of office. And, you know, I know everyone's flooding here in droves from all these other blue states.
So, oh, yeah. from the East Coast and the West Coast. I mean, California influx, New York, Connecticut, Maine influx, it's happening.
Yeah.
And most of them are actually good people that know the Democrat Party is a death cult. So that's the good news. But some of them don't get it.
Well, I recently drove through Austin and I saw how bad it was, man. I see exactly what you guys are talking about. And I see it up here in Dallas too. So the line is very there, you know, red versus blue.
And I'll tell you this, we had a vote. The early voting, I think, ended today. The last day to vote, I guess, is Monday for Prop B, I think is the prop. I forget which one it is. There's like six or seven propositions. And the way they always word it, it's so confusing. The average person, if you're not smart, you wouldn't even know what you're voting for. I'm not even trying to be rude. I mean, even for me, I have to read like three times. But if they, if the camping ban doesn't pass, then they just totally rigged the last vote. Nobody wants this camping ban. The homelessness is out of control.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. The most banned news transmissions in the world. The tip of the spear against the New World Order. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Well, I've dubbed her America's nurse, Erin Olszewski, one of the original truth tellers about what was happening in New York with the COVID outbreak, the scam, and the cover-ups. And there's so much I want to get her opinion on. I'm not sure where I want to start. We've got the vaccine news. Most of the new COVID cases and COVID deaths are people that have had the vaccine. We've got all the vaccine side effects. I read the headlines every day. The latest, Bethel Park mother left paralyzed after getting first dose of Pfizer vaccine. And I love this one from the local Chicago station, I believe it is, WPXI. Doctors say nervous system played a part. Oh, the nervous system is what did it to her. It was a human nervous system. That's what caused her to be paralyzed, not the vaccine and the additives and everything else that's in it. No. It's her nervous system's fault. Yeah. The vaccine shedding, they admit it's a contagious vaccine. That's kind of wild. But before we even get to that, Erin Olszewski joins me. We're learning more about Governor Cuomo's cover-up. Now, you were taking just your own research and data and analysis when you were behind the scenes. But now even more has come out that Cuomo was covering up the numbers. He did indeed send the nursing home patients with COVID into the nursing homes. Okay. And now we figured out that he's telling his staff, don't tell anybody about this. I got a book deal coming out. So, I mean, did he really lie about this to cover up a book deal? Did he intentionally send it into there? With the nursing home slayer, Andrew Cuomo, what are your takes on everything that has developed with Cuomo and the cover up of the deaths in the nursing home and the cover up of him putting COVID in nursing homes?
I mean, it's mass genocide, you know, under his pen. And, you know, the problem is this whole entire pandemic, I guess you can say a plandemic scandal, is because of order followers, you know. So his team is just as guilty as he is. You know, it takes one person to stand up and say, no, it's not okay, but they all went with it. And so in my opinion, you know, every single one of them is guilty and they should all be tried. You know, I mean, this cost thousands of lives. Like, these people had families. These people, you know, had years to live, you know, and this man, you know, took it from them. And he did it, you know, because he wanted to be right. He wanted this popularity contest. He wanted his book deal. He wanted his Emmy. You know, he made, I think it was somewhere around $4 million, you know, to put this book out. You know, so this man put money in politics over people's lives. And it's absolutely disgusting, appalling. And I am livid that he's still in office and they haven't impeached him yet.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Greg Reese is coming up in the next hour. He just dropped a news story off on my desk. This is unbelievable. And I don't want to get distracted from the conversation with Erin here. We'll talk more about this when Greg joins me. Folks, The CDC is now saying that there are no vaccine side effects and it's anxiety. So now it's not blaming. We're not just blaming the nervous system. Oh, you're getting paralyzed, not from the vaccine, even though it happened right after. It's your nervous system. Now they're saying it's your anxiety. I mean, this is out of control. But I don't want to get off base. We'll talk about that coming up with Greg Reese in the next hour. What do you think is the most diabolical thing about this? Because the first thing you discovered was how they were inflating the numbers and how the hospitals were getting paid off for the cases and how they wanted to put people on the breathing machines that ended up killing a lot of people. Now you know about the cover up. Now we know about the experimental vaccine and all the side effects, but they're using that to say you have to do this to get free. You put everything on the line. You were a good nurse. You put everything on the line. They don't let you do your job anymore. What has been the most diabolical thing from covering this, writing the book about it, being on the front lines? What is the most diabolical aspect of this scamdemic?
I just think it's everybody kind of going along with it. You know, it's the CDC, the FDA, the, you know, NIH, our government, you know, and just everybody knowing that this is a lot. You cannot be, you know, people are literally closing their eyes to the truth. And like they see the facts, you present the facts. I presented actual video of murder happening in these hospitals and they look the other way and close their eyes, you know, and that to me is, it's literally insanity. And these are the people that are leading the United States. We're made to look like we're the laughingstock of the world right now. And, you know, so I think that, like, ultimately, you know, all of us truth tellers, you know, we're on the right side of history. And you know, if these others don't want to come with us, then so be it. You know, I can't comprehend the fact that we have actual proof of, you know, this misinformation that they're sending out, but they want to censor us instead.
Well, I guess it was, so just the brainwashing of humanity, the denial of it all. I guess I'm thinking, though, it's probably been about a year since you first started putting out your videos. Has it been about a year since you started releasing some of the information from the inside about the pandemic, the numbers and the things that you were seeing? It's been about a year, right?
Yeah. I was slowly putting it out on my social media, but my expose came out in June. So we're coming up on it. And, you know, it's still happening. I mean, the same exact things that I brought to light are still happening in hospitals just because it is completely ignored, you know, and this is their last clench to hang on to this like false narrative that.
Well, we'll talk about though, but talk about your, I want to hear about for you what it's been like the last year. I mean, you put everything on the line. Was it worth it? Are you glad? I mean, I'm sure you've been through a lot of stress for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am on a do not hire list. You know, I'm one of the most trained nurses in the hospital that I work for. You know, even in Florida, they fired me. They don't want people like.
Yeah, you're an experienced nurse. You're a veteran in the military. You're like, you should be top of the list to be hired.
Yeah, but not, they don't want what's happening behind the closed doors. I mean, they're still not allowing family into some of these hospitals. So they don't want that exposed. And you know, what's crazy is I was actually in the hospital recently with a friend of mine. She had to go to the emergency room and I went with her to advocate for her. And it was the same hospital I worked at. And on their computer screens, they are paying their employees $7,500 for any referrals of full-time nurses. And I'm sitting there like, you know, so they need the nurses. A lot of nurses, a lot of medical professionals are walking out because they're tired of it. You know, they don't want to be a part of this. This isn't why we signed up.
Well, I was going to say, it used to be, I mean, if you went into the field of being a nurse, you may not get hired where you want to get hired, but usually there'd be somewhere where you could get hired. But sometimes it was tough. But you're saying now there's a shortage of nurses?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, there's a lot that is walking out. They're like, you know, I'm fed up with this. I don't want to be a part of it. This isn't why I became a nurse. You know, we no longer have a voice. And, you know, they're just sick of seeing it happen. And, you know, I obviously get a lot of messages because they don't know who else to reach out to. And I've kind of you know, put myself out there as kind of a, you know, a way to get the information out, you know, and it's very sad. You know, we're the most trusted profession in the world, the nurses, and we don't even have a voice. And that's terrifying. That's extremely terrifying, especially like we're the last line of defense between like, you know, the patient and any treatment. And if they're going to stop us from advocating for our patients, then what is the point of our profession?
Well, I think nurses' voices are about to get a lot louder. And what I've learned from not just speaking with you, but working with some other nurses who are waiting to break some other big stories, kind of like what you did last year, what I've learned is that, you know, the nurses have access to all the data. And so if you're a critical thinker and you can kind of just store data in live time, you start to realize some of the anomalies and ask questions. And that's when you ultimately make discoveries like, hey, wait a second, they're getting paid to have these COVID patients. They're making sure people test positive. They're claiming they test positive, even though they don't. They're putting them on breathing machines. They also get paid for that. It's a Ponzi scheme.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding it up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostaguard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America. And they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. We make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now four of our best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, VasoBeats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave.
The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Gregory said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We're back here on the InfoWars War Room. It's the Veterans Call-In Special. Last Friday of every month, we get great veteran guests on. We take great calls from veterans. We've got Nurse Erin Olszewski on with us, America's nurse, blowing the whistle from the front lines a year ago on some of the scams that she was seeing inside the system. But I want to move on to our next discussion, and that is the vaccine side effects. And perhaps the most shocking is what's happening to women who are getting the vaccine and what's happening to women who are around people that are getting the vaccine. Now, this is, I can't really relate to this. I'm not a woman, so I want Erin to kind of, you know, she can explain it, but I mean, I can read the reports. Women's cycles are all kinds of crazy. Women that should be past menstruation are having cycles. Young girls are having cycles. So this is all weird stuff. I'm not sure if they admit this is part of the side effects in the vaccine. But Erin, what are you hearing about this? I'm sure people are still reporting side effects to you. You're still on the front lines of this. So what are you hearing about these anomalies with menstrual cycles and women that have gotten the vaccine or that are around vaccinated people?
Well, I mean, just that. This is one of the most important things happening right now with the vaccine, and they're not talking about it. But it's terrifying because it's not just affecting the cycle, the menstrual cycles of women that have gotten the vaccine. It's also affecting, you know, people that are around people that were recently vaccinated, which tells me that this, I don't even like to call it a vaccine because it's really a biological agent and an experimental one at that, a liability-free one to the manufacturers, you know, and the pharmaceutical companies on top of that. But it is shedding, and
it's contagious.
Other vaccine.
It's contagious. I mean, they say shedding. I've got all the news articles here. They admitted last year when they were developing this vaccine that it would be contagious. It would shed. They say shedding. They've made a contagious biological agent and they're injecting it into your body.
Yeah, I mean, we know already that there are other vaccines that shed, the chickenpox, the MMR, the shingles. You know, some of these are up to a month of shedding. So here's what's really scary about that. We don't know what it's going to do to those women of childbearing age. If you're a woman and you want to, you know, you're looking to start a family, do you even have a like choice? Like, how do we know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't at this point? COVID is irrelevant. Like, we need to be worrying about these people that are being vaccinated and what it's going to do to us. You know, like some of these women are losing their cycles. Others are having them, you know, an extended period of time, heavy, huge clotting. Like, are these people going to be able to have children? And then if they do get pregnant, is the baby going to be okay? And, you know, they don't have any straight answers for anyone because these women are the experiment. You know, they're watching, you know, from behind their, you know, silver desks and just kind of like allowing this to happen. Like, this is modern day genocide at this point. You know, what is really going on and why isn't anybody talking about it? You know, and they're still pushing it. You know, I just watched today. Now they're starting to vaccinate babies at 6 months. These parents are handing their children over to be an experiment. And like these 6 month old little baby, like what is going to happen to our future generations after this? Like, I'm scared for my own children, like to even, you know, get married to somebody that may have been vaccinated with this. So it's a very important topic to discuss.
Well, you said it. COVID isn't the concern anymore. COVID's done. We shouldn't be thinking about COVID. Now it's the vaccine that's spreading. Now it's the vaccine that's deadly. We don't even know what this thing is. It's a biological agent It could be alive for all we know, based on what we see under the microscope. And yeah, they're still forcing it on people. And you know, when I'm out and about, you know, I try to tell everyone that I'm ever acquainted with, maybe it's selfish because I don't want to get shed on from whatever this vaccine is. But when I approach it, I make jokes about it because I don't want to go off, because most people won't listen to you if you come off as like a conspiracy theorist. You know, they'll just turn you right off. That's the programming in the media. But I like to make jokes like, I'll limp around. Like, oh, I got that COVID vax and I'm limping. And people are like, oh, I don't get it. I'm like, oh, it's a joke. Didn't you hear people are dying? People are paralyzed. They're like, no, I had no idea. And then they go look it up and they're like, wow. So, I mean, we have to warn people not to get this thing. The media is telling them you need this. The media is telling them you need this to be free. You need this to be safe. It's all a lie. So we have to be a voice of reason. Folks, find a way. Don't come off aggressive. Do it through humor or, you know, do it nicely. Just say, hey, you know, I heard about this, or hey, I have a friend that's got the vaccine and this happened. We have to warn people not to get this, even if it's from a selfish perspective. I don't want to be around vaccinated people. All right. I'm glad I don't think any of my crew's getting the vaccine. When I go to the gym and I'm hanging out with my friends and we play basketball, I'm saying, hey, guys, don't get the vaccine. They're like, yeah, none of us are getting it. So, I mean, I don't want to. It's like, but what do we do? It's like almost it shouldn't be the non-vaccinated people that have armbands. It should be the vaccinated people that have the armbands. They've been injected with some weird biotechnology. They should be the ones that wear armbands, not the humans, not us organic humans.
So here's an interesting point, too. So, you know, they started the first people vaccinated were who? Nurses, those in the health profession. You know, so all of these nurses and doctors and janitors, you know, inside these hospitals and clinics, the majority are all vaccinated. They're probably coerced into getting it. And they're treating patients that are immunocompromised. Also, they also vaccinated all the teachers. All those teachers are around all these school children. And so that's kind of terrifying. You know, are these nurses and doctors going to be spreading it to their patients? Absolutely. Are the teachers going to be spreading it to the children in the classrooms? Absolutely. Why, you know, this was not by chance, you know, that they started with these groups of people. It was definitely played out just like everything else was played out.
Yeah. Imagine if they came out and they said, well, we're going to release a deadly virus into the public. You'd say, that's insane. That's psychotic. That's mass murder. You can't do that. But they say, oh, we're going to vaccinate the general public. Oh, thank you. You're saving us. Oh, we can be free again. No, they've essentially released a deadly virus into the population. Millions of them. Millions.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't the first time in history they've done this, you know, and that's we are all we have at this point. You know, our political leaders, you know, who can be trusted? We don't know. You know, like at this point in time, everybody that's pushing back against this is on the same team. You know, we are standing on the right side of history. This is good versus evil. This is, you know, like a ultimately like spiritual warfare at this point. And yes, they have poisoned people in the past. Look at the Tuskegee experiment. And people just kind of want to look away from that like it never happened. It happened, people. You know, this is the healthcare industry is corrupt. You know, they are kicking out anybody that's speaking out against the narrative. That should be a red flag to everybody.
Absolutely. Nurse Erin is with us. By the way, where can people follow you for all of your work?
On Instagram is one of the only platforms that I'm not censored on yet.
So I was going to say, I'm surprised you have anything left. So Instagram.
Yeah.
It's. We'll get back into that. We got to take a break. You're not going anywhere. Nurse Erin's still with us. We're going to take some calls on the other side, and we'll let you know how you can follow her great work, too.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible.
And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
It's time
to take
a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
This is how diabolical and epic this COVID scamdemic vaccine release is. And Nurse Aaron was talking about this in the last segment, but it's true. This could permanently alter the human genome in two or three generations. It could permanently alter it now. We really don't know. But let's say if you're unvaccinated, you can still not have the side effects or whatever comes along with this experimental DNA modification vaccine. But let's say you get married. Let's say you procreate with somebody that's had it. Well, what are the side effects there? Now it's going on and on and on. And the next thing you know, there are no organic humans left. And then if you really want to get existential, Maybe we've been here before. Maybe we're not even organic humans. Maybe we've already been experimented with so many times. Maybe they've already done this to us when they force vaccinate us at birth. But I don't want to go off onto too much of that. We'll try to stay local here and go to some phone calls, though. Nurse Aaron is still with us. We're going to the veterans caller lines now. Let's see who's been holding here. Let's go to Daniel, Navy veteran out of Kansas. You're on the InfoWars War Room with Nurse Aaron. Go ahead, Daniel.
God bless you. I want to first compliment you on the work you did on the border. I was hoping that maybe sometime you and Alex could look into what's going on right now at our veterans' hospitals and the care facilities for aftercare or long-term care.
Well, I know that because we've been doing this show for years now. I know that they were really bad under Obama. They got better under Trump. Are they going back the way of the Obama years under Biden? Just the veterans get nothing?
They're going back even worse than that. But specifically what they're doing is I don't have an advocate anymore. And people that are going there that do not have advocates, they are getting immediately injected with this poison.
You know what? I want to get Nurse Aaron's response to that. Daniel, just hold right there because, Aaron, you mentioned this earlier that you went as an advocate. Daniel, hold right there. I want to get Aaron's response to what you just said.
I mean, he's exactly right because, you know, I don't go to the VA because of that reason. But also, I still get all the text messages, emails. I mean, I am getting at least one a week. And then so they're texting, they're calling, they're emailing, they're sending flyers. So the VA is definitely targeting veterans. And as far as the advocates, that is exactly true. They're taking advantage of people that have, you know, served our country and risked their lives. And they're not really acting like these veterans have a choice. And that is unethical. To coerce anybody to do something, you know, without full consent. And, the informed consent is part of any medical professional's job. You know, we are supposed to give the patient all of the information necessary in order for them to, you know, make a decision. And that's not happening. You know, they're not letting these patients know that, hey, this is an experimental. And the only reason that it was technically approved is under this emergency use authorization, which we know there's not an emergency.
Yeah. And that was, of course, the first fake was to act like there was an emergency. Daniel, talk about the coercion you've experienced or heard about at the VA.
Okay. First about, I want to address a couple issues. First about vaccine hesitancy. What they did is they referred me to Behavioral Health and they put me on a benzodiazepam for hesitancy.
Wow.
And then I am aware of the care facility in Winfield, Kansas, where there's also a national cemetery. And there's our other places at Fort Dodge, Kansas. They are not asking these people for consent. They are either saying you do this or they are saying you are incompetent to make that decision.
So basically insinuating that you have a mental disorder if you don't want the vaccine.
Or that you are incapable of making decisions for yourself if you do not have an advocate.
My issue with giving a benzodiazepine is they're essentially sedating you. That's crazy.
It is. And this is going on today. And I know it's just not in Kansas. And I live in Kansas, and I don't think I'm in Kansas anymore. This isn't the state. I have a son and a father that is buried 200 yards from the care facility I was in. And I had to physically call somebody and get out of there. I refuse to be vaccinated. And they give you, and they give patients medications and injections when they are not even conscious. And I don't know, you know, Bob Dole used to, RVA Center, main one here in Kansas, is named after him, but he's dying now. And he used to crack the whip. And he was a Republican, and he wouldn't stand for this. But we don't have any more advocates for us.
Daniel, real quick, I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned this earlier, when you see what goes on at the southern border and the illegal immigrants coming in here and getting everything for free, but so many of your fellow veterans are struggling to make ends meet or get through the day to day, what goes through your mind? How does that feel?
Owen, I want to tell you this. Where I live right now, they have shipped illegal immigrants. I guess you're not supposed to call them or that anymore. And they have food cards. I'm a veteran. I'm on Social Security. And these people get these food cards, and they don't have to pay the 7% tax. Plus, they get those for free. What I'm seeing is I feel totally abandoned by my I served for almost 8 years. You know how we got our shots? And I got hepatitis C. They lined us up before we went to Vietnam, and we got in lines, and they were like spray paint guns. They shot them into our arms. In 1976, I was stationed at Lemoore Naval Air Station, and my commanding officer demanded that I be taken by MPs and given the swine flu vaccine. 4 days later, I was in Alameda Naval Hospital, and they flew my parents out because they didn't think I would live.
And by the way, they did 60-minute specials. Back then, it was like mainstream news when the swine flu vaccine was killing people and maiming people and paralyzing people. Like, the media actually covered it. They were like, whoa, this is crazy. It was like a story. Now they know what the deal is. Oh, we're exterminating humanity. Oh, we're offing the veterans. Oh, we're offing the fat people. We're offing the old people. Oh, okay, we won't talk about it then. Daniel, wow, incredible call. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for your service, Daniel.
You, Owen. Bye-bye.
Aaron, final comments here before we go to break.
Yeah, I mean, they did that with the anthrax, too. So I was forced to get the whole entire anthrax series. And after that, I mean, there were so many people, you know, they blamed it on, you know, they call it Gulf War syndrome, right? But really, it was from the anthrax vaccine.
You know, wait a second. So you're saying this, what the CDC is doing today, saying that the vaccine side effects are from anxiety. This isn't even new. They did this with the anthrax vaccine.
Yeah, the exact same thing. So Gulf War syndrome isn't from people, you know, being exposed to war. It's from being poisoned with the anthrax. And, you know, they knew it. They knew it. And they continue to do it. And here we are today. You know, it's history repeating itself all over again.
Unbelievable. Final segment with Nurse Aaron coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's a Veterans Call-In Special.
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever.
I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out. That people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies. Now, back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and Band.Video and radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We're back here, final segment with Nurse Erin, America's nurse with us. The New World Order told her she couldn't be a nurse. That's why she's America's nurse. And I got to say, Greg Reese is coming up in the next hour. And major developments that we're going to be covering with Greg Reese, too. The New World Order, folks, these people are so evil, what they're doing to humanity right now. I want to go back out to the phone lines, though, as the great veterans are on hold. Let's see here. How about Steve, Army veteran, calling in from Florida. He wants to talk about the vaccine passport, another way they're trying to lure us into taking this experimental DNA shot. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Steve. How you doing, Owen?
Good.
Doctor? This is Steve from TrustJesusAlone.com. First, I just wanted to get it out there. Trust the death, burial, bloodshed, and resurrection of Jesus alone to save you from hell. Get the gift of God, eternal life. Next thing. Be bold, people. We are under attack. This is a global corporate takeover. These people want us dead. They want to do everything that the doctor and Owen and Alex has been saying for years. They want to change our DNA. They want to turn us into some sort of cyborg. Get out. I just put an InfoWars flag on my truck, and I wrote on there, vaccines kill. I'm not afraid to go to prison. I did serve a short time in the Army, the Big Red One, 2nd of the 16th Infantry Battalion. I'm telling everybody, now is your chance to stand up and tell these people, I'm not going to wear the mask and make myself sick and bow down and play into the genocide, the death of all these good people around the world. I'm not going to social distance. I'm not going to lock down. I'm not going to take the poison. Fake vaccine. Stand up, people. Get the gospel out. Do what you have to do now. If you're in a slumber, wake up and get the information out. Yeah, a lot of people, some people are going to say, oh, that Alex Jones, he's covering for the Jews. Listen, I tell them, you listen, if you're a real patriot, you're going to love Owen and Adam and then Alex and all the guests on the show, the doctors and nurses they have on, all the eyewitnesses, all the people that have been sick from the vaccine. Study this stuff on News Wars, InfoWars, and realize you have to be bold. If there's not going to be a war, guess what? This, you got to be individually, do like Stuart Rhodes and the rest of them say, get your neighborhood watch group together. Then you will have to defend yourself eventually. But in the meantime, stand up, get the word out. Don't be scared. They want to make you scared. Be bold as lions. Get the gospel out. Get these websites out, News Wars. Yeah, take the products. I am taking iodine every day. I've ordered some other stuff. But the most important thing is fund them. Get the word out. Put the stickers on your truck. That's what I got. I got the gospel on my truck. Trust the blood of Jesus to save you. It's by grace. That's what Jesus told Paul, the risen Jesus. We're not under the law. We're not listening to what the 12 and Jesus told the Jew, which is repent and be baptized and follow the law. So that's really what I wanted to get out there. But you guys are doing a great job. I'm glad I got through. And I really am getting bold. And I don't care if they take me to prison. I'm trying to be mellow. But you know, some leftists are when they hear you telling the truth.
Wow. Great call, Steve. Thank you so much for it. Be bold. That's the takeaway. Aaron, talk about being bold. You were bold. You were bold when you wanted to expose the truth at the outset of this about the numbers and the inflated numbers. So just comment on being bold.
Well, I mean, I'm also an Army veteran, and you know, this is we took an oath against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So we are in a domestic war. So, you know, our oath doesn't expire just because our contract ended, you know, physically. So that's my take on it. But I also say that be brave, be bold. You know, we are the new world, you know, we are the future. And so we have to step up our game and we have to speak out despite the pushback.
No, that's it. It's either us or the death cult takes over. All right, let's go to Derek, an Army veteran in Tennessee. Derek, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, Owen, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, I'm calling in. I'm heading from Tennessee up to Michigan for work right now. But I'm calling in. I want to talk about something you guys mentioned earlier on in the show. You mentioned that a lot of veterans witness these big events and people are lied to on the TV. And just real quick, a sister unit of mine over there in Europe had their gear loaded on aircraft in Italy, in Vicenza, on an airfield, ready to go for Benghazi within 3 hours of being notified. And they were told by the State
Department. I'll tell you what. Hey, Derek, you're coming in a little overblown. It's bad audio.
Sorry.
It's okay. See if you can get a better angle on your phone or something. It sounds like you're talking about Benghazi, though.
Yeah, just a little bit. I don't know if that hears better.
It's a little better. Just go ahead and finish your story.
Okay, yeah. And just a sister unit of mine got told by the State Department that was, at that time was being run by Hillary Clinton, to pull all their stuff off the plane and stand down. And then we all know what happened after that. But other than that, I just want to talk about when I got out of the military, I went to college for a little while, and I had aspirations to start a farm. And so I got into an agricultural program at a college here in Tennessee in Clarksville. And it was a sustainable development program, and I didn't know at the time what that was. I thought it was about organic agriculture or something like that. And as soon as I started talking to my advisor and he found out my military background in special operations, he started asking me if I had experience controlling remote sensors. And he got really interested in drones. And he started telling me about how this was a UN-directed program that was coming down and that all colleges were starting up these departments in the agricultural program, and that they were going to use drones to monitor soil
And you said that this they told you about all this when you went to the university?
Yeah. I mean,
and that's what Alex always talks about, folks. It's not a lie. They recruit people that are top in their class to be part of these programs that are indifferent or unknowing either way. Derek, thanks so much for the call. I'd love to keep you, but we just have a bad connection there. But what I was saying that originally drew his call was that the reason why people in the Army or police are more privy to understanding the current situation in the world or more woke or whatever you want to say, it's because they experience real life events that then get lied about on TV. And so as soon as you have that experience and have it happen to you or an event you experience, you realize the news is lying. It flicks all these different gears in your head when you realize that. I'm sure that you had a similar experience, not just from when you were overseas, but when you were at the nursing home and you saw media reporting stuff that you knew wasn't happening or that you knew was being manipulated.
Yeah, I mean, they are targeting us. I actually brought attention to Special Operations Green Beret retired, but they are targeting us. So the FBI actually, you know, is targeting Special Operations prior military to work for them and infiltrate conservative groups, you know, and the like. So, you know, we were already trained by the government, so they have less to do. And they're specifically targeting those veterans that maybe need extra cash. You know, they're kind of down on their luck. So, you know, I think it's all kind of by design. You know, they leave veterans to fend for themselves after they get out. Look at how many homeless, you know, they have. So, like, they will target, and they are doing it. And this guy, his name is Jeremy Brown, went undercover and recorded the FBI interrogating him and trying to recruit him. So it is very real. And we are definitely, you know, a hot commodity for the government to try to recruit.
Tell people where they can follow your work.
I'm on Instagram, Aaron_BSN. And then my book is at nurseaaron.org for a signed copy.
There you go. As always, Aaron Olszewski, thank you so much for joining us here on the War Room on the Veterans Call-In Special.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me again, Owen.
Of course. It's always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, we get the best guests here. You can see that when you tune in every day. We have to be on air. Aaron Olszewski's got like one social media platform left. Believe me, I mean, they'll probably try to erase her off the internet like they did me. So we'll always bring her on. She'll always tell the truth. We'll always bring her on, just like all the other great guests that get banned and then come on with us. But we need this mothership. We need this platform. We need you. Keep shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep praying for us. Keep telling your friends and family. That's what it's all about. And remember, we do have some hot sales right now. But there's only 3 days left on bodies being 50% off. Only 3 days left. And this is going to sell out, folks. We already sold out of the pure turmeric extract. So this is going to be sold out next. Don't be caught flat-footed looking for the excellent turmeric that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the turmeric extract that's now sold out or bodies, get it before it sells out or get it before the 50% off special ends in 3 days.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Greg Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than 2/3 the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves
last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns with the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Final hour starts now of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The Veterans Call-In Special. Greg Reese is going to be joining me in studio in just a minute. Let's take a couple more phone calls, though, in the meantime. Let's go to Stephen, Air Force veteran, called in from Florida today. Stephen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Owen. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Erin. Man, I tell you, she is a real trooper. And anyone that didn't see it, other than thanking her for her service, you can go to Mike Adams' website, naturalnews.com. She was one of the featured speakers at the Health and Freedom Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a couple weeks ago. Look under Health Ranger Reports. She gave a very powerful presentation there. what I wanted to talk about was last week I called in to Alex's show and mentioned about a encounter, I guess you could say, that I had. I'm a runner. And there's a big running event here in Florida every year in Tampa, and it's called the Gasparilla Distance Classic. They'll get 30 to 40,000 runners from all over the world for the two-day event. And so anyway, I wanted to contact the director of this event, Susan Harmeling, because on their website, they decided to move the event from February to May because of this COVID stupidity. Then they were saying that, okay, all the runners have to have masks on in the starting area. Okay, there's four different events. They all have to be checked for their temperature. If they are above 100.4, they have to step out for 5 minutes and then come back in. If they're still over 100.4, they have to opt out of the race. And there's no indication that they would get a refund on their money. And so anyway, I wanted to talk to her, so I got her secretary, so she passed along a message. She called me back on my voicemail, and on my voicemail, it tells people that this pandemic, the only pandemic is COVIDiocy, and, you know, there's symptoms like wearing a mask, etc. Well, she heard my voicemail, and so I called her back when I saw I missed her call, and she said, well, yeah, we have nothing to talk about. I heard your voicemail, and she hung up on me.
Yeah, that's right, because she knows you're not in the cult. And she wants to put a mask on you, this woman, and she doesn't like that you call out her cult in your voicemail. So, yeah, I mean, that's how these people behave. I hope that you can run that race mask-free, Stephen, but they like to see you in a mask. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah. Let me jump to James. I got to jump, Stephen, because I know you've told that story on air multiple times now, okay? I know you have, Stephen. Let's go to James, an Air Force veteran in Indiana. You're on the War Room. Go ahead.
I'm a third-generation veteran that played sports and was a fast runner at a young age that prepared me for the military. My grandfather fought Hitler and watched his men die as America burns today. Ashley Babbitt murdered in cold blood forgotten while police that kill actual criminals prosecuted. Ashley was special because most Americans couldn't do her job as military training is hard and has killed people. Nadler had President Clinton pardon terrorists from the 80s that blew a hole in the Capitol. DOJ protects criminals while prosecuting patriots. A two-tier federal justice system that uses Gestapo tactics and convicts innocent people on a regular basis should be reformed or dismantled. Hitler used the courts to justify his crimes. And lastly, Koch had the largest discrimination lawsuit in history against blacks.
Wow, that was a powerful expose you just laid out. Anything else, James?
Yeah, for some veterans, there's a lawyer. His name is Benjamin Krause. I believe he has a site. It's called disabledveterans.org. You'll find a lot of information, a lot of current news articles. He's out of Minnesota where all the riots happened, so there's a lot. He's kind of backlogged on what he's doing, but he fights for veterans every day. And there's also a colonel. Her name's Sue Bosguys. I was told to pass along YouTube. She posted all kinds of corruption on there. She had the same judge Roger Stone had as Salcedo off Newsmax was going off last night, just listing all the people at the DOJ that have committed crimes, and here they are harassing Roger Stone as they will do absolutely nothing. And there's more news coming out that Tara Moorhead, you can pull up the article, she was bringing in witnesses to lie to the courts to lock up innocent
people. Yeah, these feds are so corrupt, man. It's unbelievable.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding it up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3% to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostagard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
Third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Greg Reese joins me in studio now. Two stories Greg wants to talk about today. One, just got published by the Associated Press, of course, being mass distributed by all the mainstream news networks. Vaccine reactions in five states caused by anxiety, CDC finds. So anxiety is causing your adverse reaction, not the vaccine. And, you know, this goes to one of the weird things about the left that I'll never understand. They want to act like, in so many different ways, that humans are divine and that we have all these incredible things, yet they don't believe in creation or God. They think we, like, morphed out of ooze or something like that, or the Big Bang. So none of that really makes sense or adds up. But, again, lying about the side effects, this is something they did with Gulf War Syndrome, we found out. And then, Greg, what is this other one now that we've just discovered as well?
Kellen, our writer Kellen McBreen, gave this to me earlier. Hundreds report abnormal menstruation after being tear gassed during Portland protests. And this was Thursday the 29th. This was yesterday. This was like right when we went off about all the menstruation problems that women have been having that have come in contact with the vaccinated.
Right after your report gets over a million views, then this comes out.
And days after the girl on Instagram just blew up. I mean, her thing blew up. I mean, she had like thousands. And so here we can see in real time exactly how they do it. So now if anyone is concerned at home and they're searching about menstruation, which is, that's how you're going to search this story. You're going to search abnormal menstruation. And now you're going to get this, because the mainstream media isn't covering any of the other stories. They're deleting them. This one lady had her Instagram account seven times already, you know, or deleted seven times already. The one who's posting all these.
She has to just keep coming back.
She just keeps coming back. And she's a hero. Like, I mean, that's the kind of person we need, because this, I believe this woman was an Instagram person. Like, she was making a living off of Instagram. And when they took her off, she didn't waste any time crying about losing her job. She just started, kept uploading and sharing all the stories and sharing all the stories. And thank God, because it's amazing to see the response. Like, I mean, could you imagine being one of these women? Whoa, my chair just dropped.
That's
Portland protest.
Yeah, that's the tear gas.
Yeah, that's the tear gas.
The tear gas is causing all the problems caused by the vaccines now. But no, you said it. This is how they run their cover operations. by putting out a story like this so that when you search, oh, abnormal menstruation, you get tear gas, police, police are bad, Portland police,
yeah,
and not the vaccine story.
Yeah, and it's just absolutely insane. I mean, this is, we're at the point now where there's no more ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, we're witnessing the greatest genocide in the history, modern history of the world. I mean, I think we're realizing now that World War II is just a beta test. That's all that was. That's all any of these, you know, the other one I keep thinking of is Jonestown. Now we know why the CIA was messing around with Jonestown. You know, they're trying to see if they could get a mass group of people to kill themselves, because that's what they're doing. What a lot of these people realize, they realize that this is killing us and they think it's good. A lot of these people have been sold onto this idea that we're the problem, humans are the problem, and the planet needs to get rid of us. And a lot of these people believe it, and they're not saying it, obviously, because they think they're all part of some great club that's saving the world, you know? But that's what it is. And so they've convinced people to kill themselves. I guarantee you a lot of these, you know, open liberal Democrat Biden supporters that are going to get the vaccine, they wanted to kill them, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised based on the behavior that they've exhibited, total psychotic behavior. And more than anything, because this is the real psychology, more than anything, even if it does kill them, it's more about hoping that it kills you.
Yeah.
You know, hoping that, you know what, I'll get this vaccine, but you'll have to get it too.
Yeah, ultimately they...
Like, you'll be in the blood sacrifice suicide too.
Yeah. Yeah, ultimately that's what they want. And they've been convinced to think that this is now somehow virtuous, that frothing at the mouth to want to kill their own species makes them like a virtuous person.
I mean, can you imagine, because we've had multiple press conferences where they roll out these doctors or nurses that just get the vaccine and they literally faint. I mean, they literally pass out. I mean, some of them, it's like they hit the ground hard, like just total unconsciousness.
Like a cartoon, almost as crazy as the stuff we were seeing out of China, you know, a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, like just like you said, just face plants, you know, bam.
I mean, imagine if you know, like Elon Musk does his presentations with his cars, right? Imagine Elon Musk rolls out his electric truck and it blows up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, all the tires go flat. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, well, I'm not getting that truck. But that's basically what this is. The nurses get the vaccine. They go, I just got the vaccine. Oh, boom, pass out. And it's like, oh, yeah, I want that. That's what I want. Give me some of that, what she had.
Last year when we were just talking about vaccines and expecting vaccines, you know, my mind is thinking and I'm imagining it and stuff. And I just could not imagine them rolling out a vaccine that's going to start hurting people because.
So blatantly.
Right. Because I'm thinking, well, that's their plan, but how is it going to work? Because once it starts killing people, then people are going to freak out. But we're watching it kill people and people aren't freaking out. Instead of people are like going to sleep. It's the Portland protest. It's anxiety. What was the other one you covered today? It's blaming it on some with the vaccine deaths. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Oh, no, here it is right here. The nervous system.
The nervous system. That's the best
one. Your nervous system.
That, they might as well say it's your immune system, you know?
That'll
it's
be
crazy.
Next.
Yeah.
Oh, you get the vaccine and it makes you have a blood clot. They say, oh, that's your blood.
Yeah.
Your blood did that.
Yeah. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Don't you remember you've been having them your whole life?
Yeah, don't you remember? You always had blood.
Yeah.
Now it just decided it's going to stop.
Yeah.
Darn blood. Here, we'll take that blood from you.
So how far is this going to go? And then the other crazy thing I saw was that Joe Rogan clip that Alex shared with me last night. I just found it very interesting because now we can see they're starting to throw Fauci under the bus. I don't trust that reporter at all that's on there. And the reporter made a point of saying how Obama had nothing to do with it. Fauci went behind his back and said a bunch of other weird things as if they're trying to now create some story because they can see this is all coming out, or maybe it's supposed to come out.
And think about it. They already have all the momentum is already built. The infrastructure for Fauci to be thrown off of the, you know, to the wolves is already built. So even we would, you know, oh, Fauci did this. If they blamed it on Fauci, I mean, we'd eat it up because we knew it was Fauci.
Yeah. And I think we'd eat it up even if we saw what was happening, because we want people to pay for this.
We want justice.
We want justice, but it's going to have to go a lot further than that. And we're not going to be able to settle for this. Can't be like another beta test. You know, this has to be the big wake up call or we're screwed.
Well, and it just too shows how control of the media is so important for their operations to keep people like InfoWars off the air that are going to tell the truth about the vaccines, or at least try to tell the truth about the vaccines, versus the mainstream news that's going to go along with whatever they say. Oh, anxiety caused your side effect. Oh, your nervous system caused the side effect. Oh, that was the tear gas in Portland that caused you to, you know, bleed for a month or whatever. So it just shows how the media is in on it as well.
Absolutely. And the scary thing is, to me at this point, and this is something that I thought was always part of the plan, is if you look at what happened in Germany after World War II, I don't know if you've made friends with any Germans, but the people of Germany were shamed and emotionally, mentally beaten for decades after the war. And then of course they suffered a lot worse of that after the war too. You know, the your average German mom and dad and kids, right? And for decades they wore that on their sleeve. Yes, it was horrible. Adolf Hitler, horrible, horrible, horrible. And you can see what happened. And as a result, now you can see Germany was like the first target of the mass immigration and everything. So I suspect the plan is it'll come down on Fauci, it'll come down on Gates, but it's going to come down on America. It's going to come down on USA, because it was the USA that was illegally invading all these countries for decades. It was the USA that was developing these weapons of mass destruction. So then it gives the United Nations an excuse to just come in, disarm everyone, break us apart, and be like, okay, we can't have the United States anymore. You guys are bad.
Which, of course, it wasn't the USA. It was the globalists that stole our country and used it against the world. But I think you can even go beyond that, because now we're sending all these millions of vaccines to India and millions of vaccines all around the world. I mean, imagine they have these massive side effects, and then they come back and they say, hey, you just killed, you know, 30% of our population and got another 50% of it sick with this vaccine. You know, how dare you?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And that's what's happening, and that's what's going to happen. And that's probably part of the plan, you know? So the only thing that's going to fix any of this is waking up.
Being a New World Order slave sure is a trip, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's never been trippier.
I tell you, man, half the time I think I'm hallucinating with this stuff. All right, we'll be right back with more phone calls. Greg Reese in studio. It's the InfoWars War Room Veterans Call-In Special. We'll be right back.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America. And they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. We make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now four of our best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vaso Beach, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Greg Reese in studio with us. You can find all of his reports at band.video. We were kind of just joking in the break. You know, the left, nobody can understand what goes on in these people's heads. I'm not sure we want to. But, Greg, you were saying they need God. It's the only hope. But, you know, they've already, maybe that's the debate is like, they believe, here's what I was saying. They believe 76 genders and sustainable energy and all this stuff, but they don't even believe in God. But somehow they believe humans are unique and divine, but they don't believe in creation or divine intervention or God. So what is it that gives them this inclination that humans are so much, you know, different or special than everything else when they don't believe that? And then we were saying how they don't apply that to National Geographic films. They don't see a National Geographic film talking about a male or a female, you know, bug or some cat or something and say, hey, wait a second, that cat could be a unicorn fairy faggot, you know, like so.
But they see the animals on the nature channels, like, hooking up and having sex, then it's all fun and cool. But, you know, if they see humans doing it, then they're like grossed out and offended by it, you know? I think the thing about God is simply humility. And without a relationship with God, I don't think it's possible to have humility. And without humility, you can't see your faults. You can't see the mistakes you're making because you're not looking.
The mirror doesn't work?
Right. And so the mirror doesn't work. That's a really good way of putting it. And so these people, they believe in divinity, but it's this new age spun divinity that you're God. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to humble themselves. They don't have to get on their knees because they know that they are God. They have God inside of them, so they don't have to worry about it. All they got to do is like read the news, and that's how they get all the information.
Let's go out to the phone lines where we have the veterans called up. We're going to take the rest of these calls in this hour. We've got Blue Falcon, a Blue Falcon on the air. He's an Army veteran out of Texas. Go ahead, Blue Falcon. Blue Falcon going once. He Blue Falconed us. Blue Falcon.
By the Blue Falcon.
We've been by the talons of the Blue Falcon. Try again. Let's go to David Webb, Army veteran out of Colorado. David, you're on the air.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Hey, it is an honor to speak to you, man. I've been listening for a while. Quick story. The first time I ever heard of InfoWars, I was in the Army as a private, sitting in the chow hall joking around with some guys, and I was telling them about 9/11, about how it's an inside job. And one of the guys, as a joke, said, oh, you need to go on AlexJones.com and listen to what he says. And he was joking around, you know. I checked it out, and I was hooked instantly. So I think that soldier for joking around with me, because he woke me up. First of all, I just want to say that we can't let these liberal, libtard, authoritarian, atheist, soulless creatures run our lives, okay? We have to band together, and we have to realize that America isn't the government. It's us. It's the families. It's InfoWars. It's the veterans. It's the farmers out there. It's the fuelers. It's the guys working in the oil rigs.
No, exactly. It's David decides what's best for David. Greg decides what's best for David. I decide what's best for me.
Absolutely. A zombie, half-brain-dead president who doesn't have merit to throw as far as I can throw him.
Whoa. Half brain dead. I don't give him so much credit.
Well, hey, he's walking. At least he can walk.
So barely. He shuffles.
Okay, well, I'll give him zombie. How about zombie?
All right. zombies making a lot more sense these days. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, you can't let the zombie president establish authority over you and tell you how to think and what to think and what to feel. God tells us what to feel. God gives us our life. God is our soul. This country is built on spirit, not belief on a government system. So we need to stick together, and especially it's really cool that you're doing this for the veterans today, because like you said, people don't really listen to where we're coming from. You know, we see some nasty things over there. We do what we have to do. And that's why I'm going by the alias David Webb, because David Webb was Jason Bourne's real name when he woke up and realized who he was and the disgusting government that he was working for. And we got to realize who we are and use our power to fight back as much as we can. I'm not saying load your guns, but you know,
that's the last case back scenario that we're all trying to avoid, we'd all like to avoid, I think. But you know, you talk about the waking up process in America coming together. And I think, though, more importantly, the reason why the founding fathers built this country around the notion of God is because, and until you've done this in your own life, you really don't understand the power, because it's not even palpable. But until you've given up all of your worries and all of your shortcomings and the failures you think you may be facing, until you give it all up to God and then have success, That's like the total completion of understanding how God works and how the universe works. And so the founding fathers, they were against all odds. They had no chance of winning, but most of the people around them didn't believe in them, laughed at them. But they got on the knee, they prayed to God, and they continued to have victory in the face of defeat time after time. And they created the most prosperous free nation on earth. And so that's what people don't understand. Until they've experienced that for themselves, just giving it to God, and then like miraculously everything works out.
Yeah. I mean, literally miracles. And miracles happen all the time. Like literally being in the right place at the right time, not even having to think about it, just watching yourself be animated by God, almost by surrender and by trust in God. And yeah. And so that's a huge advantage. You know, they talk about the myth of the 3% from the American Revolutionary War. And that actually makes sense, though, because having God's hand animate your bodies and being able to put you in the right place at the right time, being able to have you just, you know, like a work as a puppet or played like an instrument would be a better word, a better way of putting it, maybe. That's a huge advantage, where when you look at the enemy is completely lost. They're all just following orders up the chain from scumbag after scumbag after scumbag.
Yeah, exactly. Would you rather be taking orders from the scumbag Satanists on a chessboard of humanity, or from God moving you around?
Right, exactly. And it's like anyone who thinks that they know what the plan is already lost. It's like, so these people are all, they have their own agenda and they're missing the whole thing. The whole point of having, you know, the freedom to pursue the pursuit of happiness is so that everyone, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or a Buddhist, it really doesn't matter. If you have a relationship with God and you're on your knees and you are called to follow your heart, then who is to stop you from doing that? Who has the right to stop you from following where your heart wants to lead you? And that's what it's all about.
That's like Zen and Taoism and Christianity, but it's all about understanding there's something more powerful than you, understanding that there is intelligent design and divine creation, and just letting that destiny fulfill itself and realizing that it's way bigger than you, way bigger than you'll ever be. Final comment from David.
That's freedom. That is liberty. That is love. That is being a patriot, and we need to stand up, and we need to keep God by our sides. We need to keep our families close to us, no matter how much we disagree with each other. And we need to be thankful for having the information that we have from you guys, and from at least being awake enough to at least pursue that information and to keep ourselves alive and to keep the light on.
Amen to that, David. And that's why, you know, we're fighting like hell to stay on air. And that's why we always ask for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Pray for us. Tell your friends and family about us. Like the other caller said, He was like, oh, it was, I think it was David who said it was some guy was making a joke about InfoWars. He went and looked it up and was like, wow, InfoWars is actually really cool, powerful stuff here. You get addicted to information and knowledge. We'll be right back. We've got Star, we've got Robert, we've got Stan coming up.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we'd been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns with the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack.
This is the War Room.
Share this message right now at band.video.
We're back here. Greg Reese in studio. We're taking calls from the great veterans right now. Let's go back to the phone lines. Stan on the line, retired Army in Alabama. Stan, go ahead.
Owen Troyer, it's Full Metal Stan.
Stan again. What's happening?
How we doing, Full Metal Stan?
Hey, I really appreciate y'all's work down on the board over the last 2 weeks. Something I was thinking about was, with all this stuff going on with the shedding with the COVID vaccines, these people that are coming in, they've never known freedom like we have here. And what I mean by that is they're going to come in, they're going to do what they're told, whoever's, you know, giving them the free stuff, that's giving them directions, they're going to follow it, meaning they're also going to take the vaccines. Every single one of them are going to get vaccinated, and then they're going to start shedding too. So,
well, and let me just reiterate what you're saying with a real world practical example. And I may have even been telling this to you at the time, but it was on a road trip. We were in DC. It was when the masks were first coming out, but they weren't really mandated yet. I'm trying to remember the exact context, but anyway, we're going from hotel to hotel. And a lot of people in Washington, D.C., a lot of the workers in the service industry are immigrants, and they're from a different country. And what I noticed was when I would walk into a hotel or a restaurant and an immigrant would have the mask on and they'd tell me to wear a mask, and I'd just be like, no. They'd be like stunned. Yeah. It was like stunned. Like, what? Like, you don't respect authority? Like, you're not part of the collective? Like, it was like, for them, a lot of them coming from Asia or India or maybe even the Middle East, women. And you could tell, like, you not complying with what they view as authority or the collective was, like, stunning to them. They weren't offended. They weren't mad. They were just stunned.
Yeah, they didn't know how to respond.
And I think that's exactly what Stan is talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, they don't know what it's like to be free. I mean, just look at the Germans. Before World War I, they were serfs. I have friends who are married to... they married German women when they were stationed in Germany. One in particular, you know, she talks about how with the COVID stuff, oh, it would be so awesome if the U.S. would just follow the rules that Germany did. This was last year, you know, she was talking about, and she says to me, then the U.S. would have it so much under control. And I looked at her and I said, you didn't know freedom till you came here. Here we have the right to choose. And that just blew the top off her head. She didn't know what to say afterwards. I said, where you come from, everybody just puts their head down and follows orders. I said, but this is America. I said, well, welcome home.
Yeah, and sadly, that notion of America's society is dwindling, sadly. When I see the masks everywhere... Luckily, here in Texas, it's not nearly as bad as the rest of America. And I don't know about you, Greg, but I'm even noticing. And thank you so much for the Stan call. Call Stan. Wow, my dyslexia is showing here. Hour number three. That's a new one. All right. Really funny, crew. Yeah, let's all have a good laugh. Let's all have a good laugh. But I don't know about you, but I mean, I haven't worn a mask in months. Nobody says anything to me anymore at all. I'm noticing I'll be in situations where I'll be one of the only people without a mask, and then I'll notice other people see me and take their masks off. So maybe there's still a curiosity about freedom with some of these people, but you know, some of them, they love the mask. They'll wear 1, 2, 3 masks. They'll insult you for not wearing a mask. Those people, to me, don't want to be free.
No, they don't. And I think I'm starting to think that the idea of being free is always been a state of mind. It's always a state of mind. It's always a choice.
Well, Kanye West said.
It's there if you want it. What our forefathers did was they gave us the First and the Second Amendment and a few other pretty good ones. That was very revolutionary, never been seen before. But I think why some of us have this spirit of freedom is because some of us were able to see the beauty of that. Some of us were able to see the importance of it. And it probably comes back to God. It's probably those of us that have a relationship with God, and we're trying to follow our hearts. And so we realize how important it is. And then we see it in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we recognize it. Whereas a lot of these other Americans, I think, and it probably once again comes back to God, that if they don't have a relationship with God and they're just distracted with the TV and the news and whatever, then they're not free. You know, they're not mentally free, and they know that. And they're probably happy with it. They feel more comfortable because God gives me comfort. If I didn't have God, I think we're all built for it. So you're going to be looking for it. And so they're going to find it in Big Brother, you know, and they're going to be perfectly happy with that. And to them, they don't see the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. They don't see the beauty of that.
Well, they hate it.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of it because they know you appreciate it.
Right.
But here's the other curiosity I have, too, because we both know about how human history has been erased and covered up. And there's really a lot about humans that we've either been lied to about or we just don't know or that's been covered up. And so, you know, I too wonder, with all the vaccines that have been administered in the last 50 years and all the vaccines in mass that have been administered to children in the last, say, 20 years, what we're seeing with this COVID vaccine, which is really just an experimental vaccine, we really don't know what it's going to do. Maybe somebody knows what it's going to do. We really don't. Maybe we've already been through this. Maybe they've already released vaccines on kids, and for some people, it killed something in their brain that allows them to connect to God. We've all seen that leaked video of a military meeting where they say, we're going to have vaccines that kill the God gene, and they go into your brain, and this part of the brain is what lights up and functions when you pray to God and think about creation, and we're going to create a vaccine that targets that and basically blacks it out. Maybe they've already done that. Maybe that was a vaccine from 20 years ago, and that's why we're seeing all these millennials thinking there's 76 genders and hopping around like demons out of hell and burning cities. I mean, maybe they've already done these mass vaccine experiments and they've already had massive successes.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, like when I did the recent report and I was covering some of the past fiascos of Big Pharma. One of them was millions of Americans infected with simian virus, and that happened in the 60s. And then just about 10 years later was AIDS. And I remember the reason I never really thought of that, but if you do search it, a bunch of articles will come up saying simian virus has nothing to do with AIDS. Simian virus has nothing to do with AIDS. But who fucking knows? Sorry.
Jeez, Greg, it's like you're never on air around here.
It's like I'm never on air around here.
It's like you don't even know. It's like you're all your reports are recorded. All right, hey, thanks for the call, Stan. Let's go to, once we dump Greg's speech here, let's see who's been holding the longest here. Star is in California, Air Force. Star, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I want to say that I love you. I'm in California. I'm sitting out here in the woods, and I just had an eagle come overhead. And you know what that eagle said? It said, I love my brothers and sisters of freedom. And I want you to know, Owen, I love you. And one of the top-notch golden hits was you telling Nadler what you thought of him up in there. And I got your back, my brother. And I have all my sisters and brothers' backs right now. And I want you to know that I'm up here in California, in Northern Cal, and we've been death dumped on with the chemtrails over 60 times today. I have the footage. I have the pics. I'm sending them to my brother James O'Keefe at Project Veritas. And the same.
Tell you what, why don't you go ahead and forward those to me as well? Or my producer, when we get off, we got 60 seconds left here. When we get off of this segment, just hold right there and my producer will give you either my email or his or both. We'll take that footage too.
I want you to know, Owen, that we have to pull together right now because these people are conniving and they lie and they are evil. We have to pull together.
See, and what you just said is so key. And our problem is it's not even a problem. It's just part of the game. You're in a certain play. You forget about some of the other plays that are developing, all the other bouncing balls. They're already doing mass experimentation. They're spraying the entire damn planet with their pesticides and GMO crops and chemtrails and aluminum and barium and all of it. I mean, so we're already in mass experimentation. The COVID vaccine is just like the big one. Like, in your face. If you don't get it by now, you're never going to get it.
Alex Jones here with some really good news. Four of our best-selling products are back in stock. Four of these bad boys that will enrich your life and, of course, fund the InfoWar. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy. Prostaguard, Windsor Palmetto, and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals for your immune system. And, of course, Vaso Beach, concentrated beet extract to create nitrous oxide in your blood that's essential for your heart and for your lungs and especially for your liver. And this is great because with all the shutdowns and the lockdowns, it's been hard to get these products in. They're finally back in,
and they're critical to funding our operation, plus they're great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your InfoWars Life products while you still can. Vasobeats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and of course, Bodies, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the cavalry is here for your health, for your immune system, for your stamina, for your libido, for your heart, for your lungs, for your liver. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And many of these products have been sold out for months and months and months because of the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns have destroyed the supply chain. But finally, they're back in stock. So that's the cavalry for InfoWars as well and our funding. All these products are back in stock and they're 50% off. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy, and more. Of course, Prostaguard and Vasobeats, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please purchase them at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the InfoWar and enrich your life. The cavalry is here. 170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the InfoWars War Room. It's been a great broadcast. We had Alex Jones in the first hour, Nurse Aaron in the second hour, Greg Reese still in studio with us, and of course, all of your great phone calls, even some sea turtles mixed in. You know I'm a big fan of that. But we go back out to the lines now. We've got veterans called in. We're going to try to take all of your calls. Let's go to Lisa, who's the wife of a Marine veteran. She's called in today. Lisa, you're on the War Room from Maine. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. It's wonderful to talk to you. And I have quite a story to tell. I'll try to get through it as quickly as I can. My husband was in Vietnam from 69 to 73, and he wasn't very old, and he went through quite a lot there and came back with PTSD, not to mention everything that they forced him to get shot up with before he was even allowed to go in country, as they call it. Most recently, he has PTSD. He has traumatic brain injuries. He has all kinds of things going on. But the reason I'm calling up, I want to first make a comment about one of your callers about bad vaccines. I myself suffered from breast cancer that I was told could have come from a polio vaccine that I was forced to take as a child in elementary school. And that's really all I have to say about that. Luckily, they didn't have to take the whole breast, but it was quite traumatic. Now back to my husband. He's been in VA care ever since he got out. And I only married him in 2006. So we've been together quite a bit. And I have seen and lived through so many issues with him. They had put him on a drug called Effexor, and it caused him to have a very bad reaction, actually a rage-type reaction, breakdown kind of thing. When I was trying to calm him down, he pushed me to the floor, and the police came and charged him with domestic violence. He had to spend a day in jail, got a restraining order from me for 2 weeks. I had to put him in a nearby hotel and sneak there to feed and medicate him because he can't do it on his own. If I had been seen there, he would have gone back to jail for breaking a restraining order. So that all passed, and we got him out. That was August of 2018. Then they put him on a drug called Depakote, which I am telling everyone that I know. I have some medical background. I worked with elderly. I worked with vets. I worked in clinics. That this is a bad drug. It caused him to have tremors. It lessened his ability to walk. Constant diarrhea, ear and toe fungus, pancreas issues, blackouts and passing out, sometimes causing injury when he hit his head.
This is part of the problem that we have in our country, too, where we want to solve everything with a big pharmaceutical product.
Exactly.
And especially the VA. The VA does it all the time.
And that's part of the programming, and that's part of the propaganda. And Lisa, thank you so much for your call today. And Greg, I was really into human psychology when I got into college. For whatever reason, it was really curious to me. I loved studying it. And even on some scale, like the effects of drugs and psychology. And it becomes evident really quickly how big pharmaceutical products are always the go-to, but they're always the most dangerous. They always have the worst side effects. And I look at anxiety, or there was one example of, I forget the name, it was some sort of separation anxiety. And now they're admitting, eating psychedelic mushrooms or other sort of psychedelic or hallucinogenic drugs can solve these just permanent problems people have with anxiety or other sort of minor psychological issues. And it totally makes sense, of course, because you have to go deep into your own mind and embrace the reality. And most of the time that means that you're going to grow in a way. I'm not promoting illegal drugs here, but my point is there's more overdoses. There's more death and overdoses and destruction of lives from big pharmaceutical drugs, specifically serotonin reuptake inhibitors and opiates. But we're not allowed to talk about those deaths and those overdoses and those dangers because why? They fund all the news, Greg.
Absolutely. The war on drugs, that's big pharma. You know, you go back in the day, cannabis, mushrooms, I mean, these are medicines. They have been for centuries.
Yeah, hell, even heroin, cocaine were medicine.
Absolutely. And so what they did with the petroleum and the pharmaceutical companies is they started replacing all of these natural God-given plants with petroleum-made products that they synthesize in a lab so that they can patent them and copyright. And now we can see why also it was a big killer
for them too. They forced you through insurance.
And it just makes you worse and worse and worse. What this last caller was saying, I've had friends, Marine friends that went through horrible, horrible nightmares of this for the exact same reason. You go to the VA and you tell them you have PTSD, you know, they could like send you to like a meditation class, or they could like, there's so many things that they could do that are proven to help people with problems like this. But instead they just give them drugs, more drugs, more drugs, and it causes more problems.
Exactly.
And when you think about what PTSD is, especially for this guy who was in country for 4 years, that's a long time. That's a long time for 4 years. So what he's got in his head, and then these drugs are supposed to make a difference. It's just insane. I'm against all of it, you know, and especially these days. But I mean, years ago, it's like, it's crazy how many medications people are just on. And when you look like 100 years ago, you know, modern medicine is if you can't cut something out of you, then we're going to have to give you a drug. That's it. Job done. Now give me $1,000. That's it. That's all modern medicine seems to be. Back in the day, it was about diet. It was about exercise. It was about, you know, the mind. It was about the heart. It was about the whole body. It was about everything.
Well, and that's why they want the universal health care. So then they can decide everything that you do for treatment. You can't do your own treatment. If you don't want to take a drug, no, it's always going to push the big pharmaceutical product down your throat. They work in synchronicity. Thanks for the call, Lisa. God bless you. Let's go to Robert, Army veteran in Georgetown, Texas. Robert, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
That last caller is my best friend. Not that I know of or anything. But it happened to my friend with the psychedelic stuff. But the point I'm making is today we missed. Is the vaccine jumping, not the corona? So what do we do?
Well, I think we just tell friends and family not to get the vaccine and to the best ability, avoid people who have been vaccinated. Sad that that's the case, but I mean, that's my approach.
Yeah.
And no, keep the body strong. Keep your immune system strong and, you know, keep your spirits up. That's all going to.
No, we're missing something here. And I think all of us have missed it. And I'm just a high school graduate, shouldn't have graduated high school. If that vaccine is jumping, we got to get Wallach, Fuchs, all of them on it to chase it, or get those hot chick doctors to see what's going on. To what else do we have to put in our system to defend it? Because my wife, she's not going to my son's baseball tournament this weekend. I said, you're done. You're not coming.
Because, well, I would say that this is the same way you would fight against anything, you know, a flu virus. Again, have a strong immune system. Make sure you're getting vitamin D, vitamin C. I mean, it's the same stuff.
It's like Owen was saying earlier, we're being bombarded with toxins, and we have been my entire life. I grew up in polluted air, polluted water, polluted food, poison. Humans are very difficult to kill, it seems. And so fear not. You know, we're in dark times. It does seem like this is part of the diabolical plan, this shedding thing. And it definitely seems to be happening. A lot of reports in the past few years talking about deliberately making vaccines that will jump to other people. And so I'm sure that's probably what's happening right now. You can't read the ingredients in the COVID vaccine. The insert's blank and it says intentionally blank. So we don't know what's in it. So yeah, it all comes back to the same thing. Live in the moment, praise God, be happy, be healthy, take care of yourself and do the best you can.
And I've even begun, Robert, thank you so much for the call. I wish we had more time, but we're out of time for the day. And you know, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist, but I'm even beginning to even question the very notion of vaccines because A, we get lied to so much by the media. Who knows? They could have lied about all the other outbreaks and everything that they ended up vaccinating. And then just, I like to take things down to the lowest common denominator of logic. If you're saying injecting me with this vaccine, injecting me with the virus is going to build my immune system so I can fight the virus, well, why wouldn't I just want the virus organically anyway?
Right.
I mean, why would I want to take this synthetic thing with all the other crap in it if I can just get the virus and just beat it on its own?
That's a great question. And then, you know, they'll say something like herd immunity, but then you can come right back. Well, why can't we get herd immunity naturally?
Which is what herd immunity actually is natural. It's organic. That's what herd immunity is. So they just lied about everything. What a great veterans call-in show. Thanks to everybody that called in. Thanks to all the great veterans. Thanks to Greg Reese, Aaron Olszewski, Alex Jones, the crew. Alex Jones up here tomorrow. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding it up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostaguard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we'd been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now, because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns with the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, VasoBeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show